Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 13. Separate Dying Embers. Part 1 of 3.
I didn't fear death or what might be there on the other side if today was my last day. But that was then, and this is now. The fire climbed further up the stairwell, filling the sixth floor with smoke. Our plan of sealing off the flames had been destroyed by the newly turned Tommy. He flew over the rail, falling onto the inflamed staircase below and taking our door with him. Lizzie hunched over Saul, holding his wound tight. She kept pressure on the bullet hole from Bert's friendly fire, with the 9mm still inside him. Kelly sat motionless on the ground, unaware of anything going on around her, still in a state of shock from the loss of her nephew.
Wait, Bert,
Angel, and myself stood close to the elevator shaft, as the sounds of them could be heard on the other side. Everyone else was already on the top floor trying to escape the smoke and fire below. Past the flames, the tower was surrounded by hundreds, if not thousands, waiting for a taste of us. There seemed to be no way out.
We can't stay here anymore. We have to leave the tower.
Are you serious? Where are we gonna go?
Well, how the hell are we gonna get there? Have you even looked outside lately?
We need to find a way.
Figured you'd say that.
Saul, baby. Hold on, okay? Just hold on. It's gonna be okay.
Okay, look. What we need to do right now is get off of this floor and head to higher ground.
Really getting tired of this shit.
All right, you heard him. Everyone get moving. Come on.
Wait. Michael.
Michael.
Kelly, come on, get up. Move.
I can't.
Fine. Leave her. Adios, muchacha.
Bert, please, stop. I need help with him. I can't carry him up there.
Sorry, Liz. We don't have time.
But you...
What are you guys still doing down here?
Bert! You can't be doing this again. You're gonna leave him after everything he's done for you.
Come on, let's go!
Angel! Angel, please! It's a long way up there.
And he could turn. He could turn at any second while we are carrying him. Right? We can't. All right, come on! We have to hurry!
Michael! You do?
We all need to get up there.
And what the hell are you going to do when you get up there? Just stand around and wait for the fire to get you? Or them? You don't even know what to do. You have got nothing, Michael.
Oh, and I suppose you do. This this floor will be the first to go, and you're just sitting there. And Kelly, you should have already been halfway up there by now. Sitting here changes nothing about your nephew. Any second now, he could turn around and take us all out. So excuse me if I'm hesitant to take a ticking time bomb with us. Now get up there.
I'm staying with her.
Do what you want, but staying here is no plan.
You know what? I do have a plan. And I am the only one who might be able to save your asses right now. But I cannot take care of Saul at the same time. You want me to help, then you get over here and give me a hand. We wait any longer and we won't have any options. Now get over here.
Even if I wanted to, I can't help carry him. My arm...
I'll stay with him.
What? Really?
If you can't move him, then I'll stay with him.
Fine. I'll stop the fire before it even gets here.
First, help me move him in that apartment and lock us in. Just in case.
Yeah, just... Remember, please, keep holding pressure on the wound.
Grab his arm. I'll grab the other.
Okay, go.
Bring his pack with him.
Good luck, you guys.
Kelly, thank you.
Be sure to change the dressing if...
Where, Michael? Where are you guys?
Meg, Riley, turn around and back up to...
Whoa, grab him!
Got him! Pex, help me!
Turn around! Head back up to the top floor and get him out of this stuff!
Where is everyone else?
Well, who knows? And who cares at this point? The dummy stayed behind. Now move it! Get up there before you end up like Angel. I can't cure you all. I got him! Now move!
I should go down there. Help him!
Bex, if Michael stayed down there, he's got a reason.
But what if he's hurt?
If we don't see him soon, I'll go down there with you, okay? But he might already be on his way. Come on!
Telling me what we're doing or where we're...
Here! This is one of the lines for the water tank on the top floor. Our reserve is still full.
That's how you're gonna save us?
Well, it's something.
This won't be enough. And isn't that for us to drink?
Oh, it'll be hard to drink when we're dead.
I really don't think...
Shut up and hook those hoses together. Wasn't like you had anything better.
Lizzie, this doesn't have enough pressure or water. It's just gonna hold it back. Not enough to stop the flame.
Bitch. I know it's not your idea, but come on, give it a chance. We just need to hold it back till everyone finds a way out. Everyone, including Saul. Right?
Right.
Promise me.
You have my word.
Okay, turn it on. It's working. A little. There are several more hoses, one on each floor, all separate lines. Feed me the one on the next floor. We need to get more people.
All right, come on.
Hurry, I can't do this alone.
Damn! How many flights of steps was that? Riley! Open that window! He needs some air! Alright. Alright. Breathe slowly. Alright. Controlled breaths. Not too fast now. Where's everybody else?
They're on the roof. They thought it was the safest place.
Not for much longer. We've got maybe less than an hour before this place starts coming down on itself.
Wait, shouldn't we wait for Michael?
No. He got us into this mess, and now I'm getting you out of it. He could stay down there for all I care. He'd just end up making it worse.
That's not fair. He didn't do anything.
Guys. Guys.
Cough it up. All right, which way to the roof? All right, got it. That'll be better for him. Come on, Angel. Just a little further now.
I don't think that we should...
Can it, flower girl?
They're here. Wait, where's the rest?
Even breaths, remember?
Yeah, I got it. Feeling better already.
Everyone stood on the roof, silently watching us. Through the smoke surrounding us, you could see the sun narrowly starting to rise in the distance. all of their eyes were trained on Bert as he climbed up on the vent to address everyone.
All right, everyone, listen up, because I'm only going to say this once. Whoever used to be in charge of this mess, well, they're falling apart now. Angel here is the last soldier intact. You remember me telling you how much of a bad idea last night was? Well, I could say I told you so, and I do. But I got other plans. Now, I don't know if you want to wait to hear what Michael comes up with, if he ever gets up here. But I'm all for getting the heck off this rock and someplace safe. If you listen to me, I'll make sure that happens. Who's got any rounds left? Bullets, arrows, whatever you got. What do you have that we can use?
Bert, what's your plan?
We used up everything we had already.
Nothing. Got nothing?
No, we don't. But we can find a way around that. Just tell us your plan.
If we had munitions, what were you gonna do with them?
Well, you ziplined over to that rooftop, and I was hoping we could do the same thing again. That building isn't surrounded like this one. Maybe we'd have a chance to get away.
Is he serious?
That's his big plan.
Saul hooked up the rope before, but they had someone on the other side to connect the rope.
Not to mention, he was the only one that knew how to set it up and tie it off.
What? You were a Boy Scout, weren't you? How hard could it be?
Enough to bet your life on it?
Well, at this point, yes.
Well, either way, we can't get the rope over to the other building.
Not to mention the things that would follow us over there.
If we just wait, maybe Michael would...
Just shut up! Everyone! You're not hearing me out! Just trust me! There's more than one way of getting the rope over there. Hell! Maybe we just have somebody swing over there. They could just...
Just face it. We're all going to die, one way or another.
Who the hell said that?
Who do you think?
Stand down, maintenance man.
Or you'll what? Huh? I'm just saying what everyone's thinking. You or Michael... What difference can anyone make right now?
Datu, that's not helping us.
Well, neither is Bert, giving us false hope like that.
Fine! I'm tired of you bunch of idiots sitting around and waiting for somebody else to make the decision for you. You all come after me when you're one of those things out there. I'll be sure to send an extra round your way as a little thank you from me. To you.
Well, now what are we gonna do?
Bert!
Shut up, you stupid dog!
Bert, where are you going?
Like I said, I'm leaving this place.
But how?
I'll find a way.
By yourself?
And it'll be easier for just one of us to get away. I just need to find one thing first, and then it'll be all right.
Oh. And what's that?
Ammo. Burn. This is Bill's place, right?
Yeah, but he didn't have anything.
Well, he had a shotgun. Well, now I have it. I need more ammo. Just meet me with some up here. Maybe he's got more up here. I just need enough to lead him. What's I have them? Everything else is gonna just, it's gonna fall into place.
You don't even know what you're gonna do you?
Shut your face, sir! That's an order!
Let me go, Bert!
Hell!
You know what, Bert?
I'll go back to my shop, that's what I'll do. I just need enough to get me there, that's all. And then I won't need any of you anymore! No more!
You're afraid, aren't you?
I'm not afraid of nothing!
You hide behind your gun, and when it runs out, you have nothing else!
Shut your mouth!
You're just proving I'm right.
No, see, I'm not. Say whatever you want. It's not gonna bother me in the least.
So you're okay with it? Going alone? Not having anyone with you? You'll be just like you were before all this started. Just wait to see what happens the next time you lock yourself in a bathroom!
Well, you listen here! You better shut your fucking mouth before
guys, I... Hey, guys! We need people on the 7th and 8th floor running hoses down the stairwell. We're keeping the fire from spreading.
Guys, did you not hear me? We found a way to slow it down, maybe even stop it.
Good for you. I'm on my own mission right now.
You're wasting your time with him, Michael. Here, I'll go tell the others what to do.
What the hell, Bert? We need you. What are you doing?
All I've ever done since I've been here is listen to somebody else tell me what to do. And look where it's gotten me. I'm done following. It's time for me to go it alone. I'll probably live longer.
Bert, you think any of this has been easy on any of us? I've made mistakes, I know that. I'm not proud of some of the decisions I've made, but damn it, we're still here, aren't we?
Not all of us.
We can save him, Bert, we still can.
And Tommy?
Saul's still downstairs, and he's still one of us. Lizzie's doing her best to hold back the fire, but I don't know for how long. We need to do something more, but in the meanwhile, it's buying us some time.
Well, congrats. That's just a step in the right direction. Keep going. I'm sure you'll do fine. But you don't get it. I'm done here. Once I get what I need, I'll be on my way.
What, you think you can just walk right out of here?
Well, I got an idea to get to another rooftop. It won't work for all of us, but I think I can make it. All I need to do is find the rest of Bill's shotgun ammo. You care to join me? You can.
I don't think I can.
Hey, what the hell is that?
What?
This!
Cheetos?
We ran out of these 3 weeks ago. How the hell did that little yahoo get these? Still fresh, too.
Well, Bill had his... Does this really matter now, Bert?
Oh, hell yes, this matters! Riley labeled these. See? They were from her shop. These Cheetos might have just saved our asses!
What?
Grab Dachua, get him down here! Quick!
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, and Kevin Flood. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.